Blog Talk Radio.
Show. It's a memorial show for one of our dear brothers that has passed away, Uncle T, Tony Gaga. Yes, he's passed away. He's deceased. May he rest in peace in Ragu Heaven. Yes, amen. All righty. Well, let's start this show with a prayer. Amen. Lord God, oh God of righteousness, let your light shine out. Go with us on our way. May we have clear eyes and hearts through your word and your spirit, Lord. Through temptations and struggles, be always with us, lighting our way to the right and good. Protect and bless us, Lord. Move our hearts from the very depths to thank you for all you have done for us, to praise you and to glorify you. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. Our dearly departed fat ass. Yes. Tony Gaga. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know how that goes, okay? Yeah. He quit doing shows quite a while ago, and, for some reason, he got so depressed that all of his fans turned against him. I guess he committed suicide. Unfortunate for Uncle T. He was never quite right after that, Yeah, that's true. They're ugly smooth. Yeah, that did take a toll on him. He couldn't face the truth about that. Yeah, it was terrible. Oh, let's bring on Pastor Leroy and see what he has to say. Hey, Pastor Leroy.
This is Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man. How you doing, Pastor Ken? I haven't talked to you for a while.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. I heard something this afternoon, like 2 hours ago, man. I got a text from one of my parishioners that said, "Hey, I heard that Tony died." Oh, so when I heard that, man, you knew I had to get my ass on this show because you know. I thought he was.
It was going to be a memorial show for our dear brother, Uncle Tony. Okay. What are we gonna do? Tony's gone.
Well, you know, Tony was a fat, stupid dago anyway, man. And let me say this too. I gotta be honest with you, straight up front, man. I've never heard a voice like that before, man. Like, where'd that come from, man?
I don't know. I don't know. And he had a hard problem with W's or with R's. Yeah, you know, he would put a W where an R would be.
Yeah, I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad, man. Hallelujah. The fat man is gone. Now, how did he die? I want to hear the gory details, man.
I understand he committed suicide. Yeah, he committed suicide by eating as much pasta as he could.
Yeah, you put that ragu on it, man. See, that's the problem. It's got all that chemicals and shit in it, man. So if he got that ragu, because I know he loved the ragu. I know that. One time I talked to somebody named Tony's Toilet, man. I talked to this guy, and he said, he shits on me every day, and all comes out of his ass is ragu. So, you know, I'm glad. I'm damn glad.
Ragu clot.
Ragu clot. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and the clot. But, yeah, I'm glad he's gone, man. I really am. I thought he was a big, fat, stupid-ass dickhead.
He was pretty dumb. Anybody that sits there and commits suicide by eating ragu, I don't know.
Yeah, he was dumber than dog shit, man.
Yeah, bless his heart, though.
How's Tony Farrar feel about that? Is he there, Tony Farrar? I want to talk to him anyway,
Yeah, he's cooking dinner. He's cooking dinner. Tony Farrar is cooking dinner.
Well, what are you having for dinner?
We're going to have a casserole.
Tuna casserole?
Something like that.
That's
I think we're
going to
have more chicken casserole.
Chicken casserole? Can I come over for dinner?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you live in California, right?
No, I'm in Texas.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You're in Texas. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Pasadena, California.
Oh, Pasadena. Okay, I knew one of these. I know the Pastor Kent is in Canada. And what's up with Pastor Kent, by the way?
I really don't know. I know he went back to work, and so he's taking it easy when he gets off of work.
No, I can relate to that. That I totally get. You know, I want to apologize too for not being on your show the last couple times. I'm working 4 days a week now for the Hugs for Harlem show. They hired me as a full-time member. So it's a great thing. I'm doing some sermons, and I'm also picking up some phone calls. I'm getting some hate mail, but I'm getting a lot of love mail, man. And I'm staying.
Well, that's great.
They brought me 4 days a week, man. And if you want to call in, if you want to know the Hugs for Harlem, it's www.hugsforharlem.com. You want to check it out online, man, or you can simply call 1-800-HUGS.
1-800 what?
HUGSHAR, HUGSHAR. For more information.
Okay.
I'm not trying to, you know, say shit on your show, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to promote it, but you know, just watch it, folks.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm trying to figure out what Pastor Veal is at. He should be here. I don't know why he ain't here right now.
I don't know. You got any callers?
You're the only caller. Tommy's on the called in, but he didn't press the one key. Okay, so if you press the one key, I'll bring him on.
Yeah, I got you. Let me say something about Tony Gaga, since this is a memorial show, man. I don't want to make it about me, and I apologize.
Yeah.
Tony Gaga was one of the stupidest motherfuckers I ever fucking heard in my life, man. All due respect.
Really?
Yeah, I was never a fan. Every time I went on a show, he would call me the N-word, or he would call me Jungle Bunny, I think one time he did. You know, he's got no respect, man. Just because
For some reason, he doesn't like black people. I don't know why. I don't know why he didn't like black people. Well, let's bring on Pastor Veal. Pastor Veal here. Maybe he can say some things about Tony Gaga. Hey, Pastor Veal, how you doing?
I'm doing terrible today, Pastor Ken. I received notice that Tony Gaga had passed away. I've received many different notices of that's not how I'm moving it. This is terrible, terrible news, Leroy. This is terrible news. I don't know how he passed away. Some people have been sending me different things. They told me that he ate himself to death at Cow Wounds or Centarpia's Pizzeria. Man told me.
Yeah, he ate too much red meat sauce.
I don't know. Ken, this isn't time for joking. Tony's gone. I don't know whether or not somebody said they posted a picture of a really big man who had a shirt on that said, "I love anal," in the Salami Brigade Discord. And they said that that person might have, excuse my language, fucked him to death. Might have fucked him to death. I don't know how that would have happened, but they said that, and I'm just sitting here on the board. I pulled out a COVID-19 card for some reason. I don't know why I have that. There's just many.
Well, I understand they were using ragu as lubricant.
Ken, I don't think that's how he passed away. I think maybe he just was unhealthy. I don't know. Anyways, I was learning how to play In the Arms of an Angel on piano. It's not the right note, damn it! I'm trying to learn it! I'm so broken up about this. I don't know what to do.
It'll be okay, Leo. It'll be okay.
A fucking mess.
It'll be okay, Pastor Leo. Okay. Just pray for him. He's in heaven. He's in a better place. Okay. He's eating as much pasta as he can. And
you know what? And let me say this, man. Pastor Veal, first off, you got to chill, man. You got to chill out. And number two, and I'm glad to hear you, Pastor Veal. I'm glad to hear you, man. Because you're still the man in my book. You and Pastor Ken. Pastor Ken, when you find out about his funeral information, about Tony's funeral, because obviously this, I guess there's going to be a funeral, maybe they're going to cremate him, I don't know. But do me a favor, when you find out, just let me know, because I'd like to go to his funeral, man. I really would. And then when everybody walks away from his grave, I'm going to pull out my big, black, veiny penis and pee right on his grave, man.
Okay, well, I understand it. I think it's going to take place, and he's going to be buried in the Grand Canyon. Okay?
I just got a message. From my understanding, Tony is too fat to be cremated. They can't fit him into the oven to cremate him. So they're burying him. They're burying him. In Viking style. This is just the message I've received. They're burying him Viking style. They're going to put him in a rowboat. And they're going to put gasoline in the rowboat.
That better be a freaking big rowboat, man.
They're going to push the rowboat out into Boston Harbor and light it on fire. And that's the way he's going to go.
I don't know. I thought they might do it the more of a Valhalla way, throw him into a volcano to cremate him.
I don't think there's any volcanoes that are active in the continental United States to transport him to, and nobody's gonna put him in his Toyota Avalon or Prius, which I believe he's driving now. Listen, do we have any callers? I'm just so broken up, and I want to hear other people's voices about Tony Gaga and their favorite memories of him, other than the times he said the N-word, the times that he's said homophobic remarks to Tony Farrar, the times he's assaulted women in parking lots and blackmailed them, the times he's killed and eaten whales off the back of boats, the times that he's jacked off in front of people's grandmothers, apparently, and the times that he's routinely said that you died, Ken, and you didn't actually die, and he perpetuated the rumors that you got anally fissured by a horse named Dominguez, and the time that Tony Gaga had sex in Boston Commons with this woman in a tent and exposed himself to public nudity, and the time that Tony Gaga did anal to a woman and she apparently pooped on him, and that he proceeded to yell at a black man for asking for advice about it, and the time that he couldn't spell Johnny Longfeather's name. If you could just find somebody in the queue who could give a good memory of Tony Gaga, because I'm sure they're out there, please take some calls. Thank you.
Well, right now nobody's calling in. I guess they don't care.
They don't care that Tony died from eating himself to death. Okay.
Call in, you stupid idiot. This is an important show. Important man.
Yeah, I agree. I want everybody to call in. I want Ashley to call in, Farrar to call in, Gavin Moorhead to call in, Unky Smooth, I Just Farted, all of them to call in. Yeah. Okay? And say a little something, okay? Say a little something about Tony Farrar.
Yeah, Tony Farrar is located 33 away from you, probably on the couch watching RuPaul or something. You should bring him on. Actually,
yes, Tony, come on. Get on the phone here and talk about Uncle Tony here. You knew him. Okay, I mean, you didn't actually know him, per se, but you listened to his shows. Ashley said, "No one is calling because my show is crap." Ashley, my show is not crap.
Your mic is messed up, Ken. I don't understand what you're saying.
Ashley said, "No one is calling because my show is crap."
Who said your show is crap?
Ashley.
Ashley doesn't understand. This is a terrible time. This is a terrible time for me and for Ashley and for everybody. And maybe she's just coping in a bad way. But this show's great, and I'm glad that you're doing this for my best friend, Tony Gaga. And I know Leroy has some different opinions on him because he's been the victim of many racist assaults and accusations who called him black guy on air and other things and private messages. You know, I just want to share my favorite Tony moment real quick while we wait for callers.
Okay,
you know,
go ahead.
I had this member of my parish. Her name was Veronica. And she was a pre-op transgender woman. Very nice woman. She, you know, we need to get more respect to these people. And she started flirting with Tony Gaga because she's into heavy set men, and Tony is the definition of a heavy set man. Man doesn't work out. She don't play bocce ball anymore because Tony told me in private that he'd break the bocce ball court if he played the wood. You know, it would crack. And, you know, Veronica messaged Tony, and they set up a date at Kowloon's Walled City, which is the Boston icon in Chinese food. And Tony went in dressed to the nines. He had on a three-piece suit, and the T-shirt was one of those T-shirts for some reason that you buy in, like, Dollar General, and it's just like a tuxedo top, but it's actually a T-shirt. It's made by Heinz, and, like, the fat kids in high school would wear it to look cool or whatever with their fedoras. I don't know if anybody remembers that or if that's pre your time, Jen. It's definitely pre your time. But it looked sort of like that. It was like a spray-on type, you know, three-piece suit shirt, if that makes any sense. Because they couldn't tailor one to fit him. And he walked in. The first thing he told me he said that I had to coach him through this was, "Where are you, whore?" That's what he said. I hate using such foul language on the air. He said, "Where are you, whore?" And she wasn't there because she had seen him walking in and thought he was ugly and thin. And he proceeded to go home after eating a lot of Chinese food and send a picture of his penis to Veronica. And, you know, Cody had sent the picture of his penis to me, and he asked me to sign off on it. And I told him I wasn't gay and he should send it to Pastor Ken or Pastor Ken. For a rating, because they could give more accurate ratings than I can as a straight man. And he didn't do it. He just went ahead and did it, sent it to Veronica, and the relationship ended. But, you know, I appreciate Tony for putting himself out there. You know, he sort of hid himself from the world because he was afraid people would have sex with him in his rectum, to the point where he wore a chastity belt all over the place with a little key. Had a little key on it. I don't know. This is hard for me. Leroy, you got to help me out, man.
Yeah, look, I understand what you're saying, man. But you see, the problem I got, quite honestly, man, I was sitting there listening to everything you were saying. And I feel bad for you. Hey, if you were close to that fat man, God bless you, man. God bless you. You know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for J-Bo. And I'll tell you why I feel bad for J-Bo. Because J-Bo tried to help him, man. J-Bo started the show, and then Tony took over. The show was a huge hit for like 2 years, and then Tony got all effed up and couldn't do the show no more, man. And then J-Bo tried to bring it back, and even by bringing it back, it didn't help, man. Because Tony went ape shit again. So, you know what? He didn't do very well with his fans. He treated his fans like shit, man.
Yeah.
He really did.
He did treat his fans like crap. Yeah, he did.
You know, I called in your show to try to intervene and shit, man. And all he did was call me a nigga, man.
I can't believe it.
That's what he called me, man. I got tired of hearing all the racial comments coming from him. So the only other option was for me to go up there and beat the living hell out of that fat man. But you know what? I'm not going to do that, man. I'm too full for that crap now, man. I don't want to.
You look like Robert De Niro. You're too old. You look like Robert De Niro and the Irishman. You have to, like, digitally impose his foot onto Jimmy Hoffa, whoever's head, or whatever, you know, Scorsese decided to do with that movie, which was a stinking pile of trash, which that breaks my heart, too. You know, it doesn't help today that Taylor Swift released her album, and all the people in my life are telling me to listen to it, and I don't want to listen to it.
Okay, we're going to bring on a caller here. We're going to bring on Tommy. He's pressed the 1 key. Let's bring on Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Ken, can you hear me?
Yeah, Tommy.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I just found out Tony died.
Yeah.
I heard he took one last crap on his toilet, blew it up, and then he just dropped dead.
Just like Elvis Presley.
Like he went out doing what he loved.
He did love to go to the bathroom. He had an idea. He took many dumps. That is accurate. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad. Do you want to share your favorite Tony memory?
I remember I had to rescue him out of Australia because he was at Insane Energy's tranny hooker emporium. I saw him in, me and my guys, and he was getting pegged so hard in his ass that he could barely stand, and we had to drag him out. And Insane Energy's hookers were attacking us, and Tony was screaming some obscenities at them because he was roofie. And so they lured him in with ragu pasta and meatballs. And then so we managed to get him out. But then after that, he needed to take a huge shit, but there was no toilet nearby because we just left the emporium. So he dug a hole, took a huge shit that was so big that it couldn't even fit in a hole, and then he got chased by a giant tarantula. It was fun.
I'd like to play, Tommy, I'd like to play some clips, some of my favorite Tony clips.
Sure.
I hope you enjoy and you can hear them okay. This is a clip that I really like.
I'll fuck you in the ass with a fucking knife, you fuck!
Angry. Here's another one.
Fuck the sandwich. Come in, shut up.
Happy getting for some sandwich. Who is construction going on in the background?
Sorry, Pastor Veal. I'm at a construction site. I'm burying some bodies.
Oh, I hope they're okay and they all build the building nice and big and strong.
I'll make sure they plant flowers.
That was Leroy. Look at this one.
Why is that retarded kid shaking his head?
here's another one.
There's no friend to the Native Americans, not a friend to the indigents. White power!
It is a little bit racist, come to think about it. Here's another one.
I have 60 children. I don't pay them for it.
You'd like to end of it. This is,
My ass shut. My ass shut. And I had to open it with my own hands. I had to open it with my fingers.
That happened once to him. His butthole got so shot. Here's one.
Yeah.
That was
here. It's just dipped inside hole.
I'll play that again.
Fuck me here. It's just dipped inside hole.
He talked about it during big summer. Can you guys hear these okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry for the noise.
I do not masturbate to girls. I masturbate to the dog, the cat, a turtle, a frog, a bottle, sea lion, seals, fucking penguins. Those little creatures I called in early, I shoved them up my ass. I fucked them too. But I sex with animals.
Okay. Here's one.
Fuck you, you fucking chick.
There's so many additives out there. This is a death threat, apparently. I was trying to think about it.
Wake up. Yo. John, I had my son. I fucking killed you.
Talking about telling Johnny a lot better. Do we have any more callers?
No. No more callers. I don't know.
Are you guys going to miss Tony?
I miss him.
Well, I guess we're all going to miss him in one way or another. Okay?
Even though he was a piece of shit?
I'm going to miss him like I'm going to miss my last hemorrhoids, man.
Well,
he was a piece of shit.
Yeah, he was a very interesting man. Okay, yes, he was.
I mean, I wish he got the help that he needed, because he has like psychological problems. But he was basically a man child. When you tell a child to do something, they're not going to do it, and then they just keep resorting to their own vices, like. Tony just kept stuffing his face until he shot himself to death.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll miss him. Yeah, you gonna say anything about our Uncle T?
Called in, I would have called.
Well, you can pick up the phone. Yeah, I know. Well, you should.
Is that Victor in the background?
No, it was Tony.
Bring Tony on. I want to hear him.
He doesn't want to come on.
What is that noise? I'm hearing lots of noises. It sounds like there's something going on in the background. What is that noise, Chad?
I don't know.
I'm going to try to live so long, so long, that when Johnny Wong said it dies, I'm going to piss on his grave because you just said I'm a bitch.
It looks like Johnny won.
Ken, I'm gonna come back in a second. My connection, I think, is bad.
Okay. Well, I guess it's over. It's over now. Tony's gone, and we'll miss him. Okay. He officially is dead. Goodbye, Uncle G. Yeah. So, anyway. Anybody else got anything to say? Any more goodbyes to Uncle T?
Godspeed to Tony's toilet. And my condolences to J-Bo, even though he's probably doing a whole lot better right now.
Yeah, I was hoping we can get J-Bo on the air. Okay, and he could say something.
Yeah.
But I guess he's busy working. Yeah. This is a special show, so I'm going to probably end it now, okay? Say God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in, Tommy, Pastor Bill, Pastor Leroy. Great having you on. Just to get it out in the open that Uncle T is now officially dead. But I understand they're going to bury him in the Grand Canyon. They say that's the only hole big enough. They can fit him in, okay? So, he's going to be buried in the Grand Canyon because the hole is already dug. Okay, yeah.
As if it wasn't already a national monument. Now it would have a dead fat man in it.
Yeah. Anybody out there want to say goodbyes to Uncle T? They call in the area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. And I'll bring you on and you can give your goodbyes to Uncle T. Your last farewells. Your rest in pieces. Okay. Yeah, I guess nobody's calling in. I don't know what's going on.
The show might have been last minute, Ken.
You think?
Yeah. But not a lot of people got alerted about your show.
I figured everybody got the news. I posted it, I think, a half an hour early.
Yeah, I think because it's a work day. Not everybody is around. If you posted your show like a day ahead for the next show, then you would have, then everybody would have known.
Okay, but maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, so if you were like to end your show to, like now, and then you make a post for your next show tomorrow, then everybody will know that you have a show tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. I'll make a show for tomorrow.
Yeah, just post a day ahead of time. That way everybody will know.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll do that. All righty, guys. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. We got Pastor Real called back in. He dropped. He called back in. We'll bring him back on. Pastor Real.
Hey, Ken, let's have a show tomorrow on the weekend. I hope four people can call it. Amen.
Yeah, well, I definitely plan on having a show tomorrow. Okay. Hopefully, Pastor Kent will call in tomorrow. Okay.
Yo. Damn.
That was bad. Let me try another 111. 111, you're on here.
Hello.
Hello. Is it Johnny?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Hey, Johnny.
I just got the terrible news. And I also heard he's being thrown in the Grand Canyon, but the Grand Canyon is going to need to be widened a little bit. So I think the funeral might be a little delayed.
Johnny.
I thought the hole was already pre-dug. It was good to go.
It needs to be a little wider, just a little bit wider.
They were having a Viking funeral. They were going to make a rowboat for him and throw it out in the middle of the Boston Common Frog Pond and put lighter fluid in it and burn him there because he's too fat to fit into the crematorium ovens.
I feel bad for all the fish out there because of Tony's greasy fat burning.
Hideous air pollution also. That'll upset people with asthma.
Cause air pollution, COPD. Yeah, we're COPD. Anyways, Johnny, how are you coping with this loss? I know that Tony meant a lot to you, although he said some terrible things about Native Americans and, you know, you. How are you coping with this?
Well, he's been a total asshole for at least 3 of the 4 years I've known him. And he's been nothing but a pain in the ass. And he's hiding, won't do a show. He bitched and moaned and said he wasn't going to do a show until everyone else pays his Blog Talk bill. And so then an anonymous benefactor gave him the money, and then he quit doing the show anyway. So he's just stealing. He's a thief. He's stolen love and affection from dozens and dozens of people across the United States. And Canada, and Australia.
You too.
Amen. And Australia. And Germany.
Yeah, I don't know about Germany. But, definitely Australia for insane energy.
What about Nicaragua?
Nicaragua? Possibly. Possibly Uganda, where Ken was a missionary.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Ken was a missionary in Uganda.
Yep.
What about Japan?
No, we don't talk about Japan.
I heard that China was going to use Tony as a bomb and toss him out of a plane over Thailand.
Ken, that's
oh my
absurd.
God!
I don't.
Wow.
Thailand.
Has Tony F. weighed in, pun intended, on the passing of Tony Gaga? No, he hasn't. I've been wanting him to. Well, he's probably still down in the dumps over the recent Cowboys performance.
Yeah.
Have you seen, Johnny, have you seen the movie Thunderpants from 2002?
Thunderpants? I don't believe I have.
It's a 2002 family comedy film about a boy whose incredible capacity for flatulence gets him a job as an astronaut. The film was directed by Pete Hewitt, whose previous work included Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey and The Borrowers, and it's about a kid who farts a lot and he has special pants. I understand that Tony farts a lot too, and maybe they just will put special pants like that on him and he'll blast out to outer space where there's plenty of room for him to orbit the sun or the moon or something like that. Launch him into space. They did that to Spock in one of those Star Trek movies, I remember.
Like Star Trek. Two or three, I don't know which one.
What? What was your last email conversation with Tony?
I called him a fat loser and said, quit hiding from your fans, you chicken shit. And then I sent a nude, it was some kind of nude photo of someone who looked like Madeline Mitten, sort of beast woman.
Yeah. And what did he say?
He misspelled the word shut up, Jenny, J-I-H-N-N-Y, go to hell, H-I-L-L, which spells hill, but he spelled hell as hill, so... That's the last I heard from him.
Johnny,
who's Madeline Mitten? An obese woman that Ken and Kent know.
She's in Canada. And I think Ken Fishman tried to have sex with her, and she said that Ken Fishman's wiener had sores. She said he had, quote-unquote, cock.
That was Kent. That was Kent.
That was Ken Fishman.
No, that's a Kent.
Oh.
Mistaken identity, whoop. Ken, do you know who Madeline Mitten is? Have you talked to her before?
Yeah, I've talked to Madeline Mitten before, yeah.
What's she like? I've heard her call and said she sounds like a nasty slut.
Yeah, she does sound very nasty. Yeah, she does. She's big and fat. Okay? If you have a 111 call, 111, you're on the air.
Dick Hopper? Dicky?
Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Probably an echo.
Hello.
Yes. There's Kent. Kent Hopper.
Dear leader.
Hello, Kent.
Hello, my sons.
Hello.
Lovely.
I'm so glad to have you here on this trying time, Pastor Kent. I know you've been busy with work recently and everything, so you can't do a show, or perhaps you're too busy taking care of your wife, who can't cook for herself, apparently. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored, my sons. You see, I finally got charm to give up the old pooper. I have convinced her to have anal rectum sex with me.
What's that?
That is when I stick my penis in her anus and she likes it. I believe it is called ATM in the States.
I don't know about that, but how'd you meet your wife? You mentioned you met her on Facebook the last show, and I'm just curious how that went down.
Well, She actually was the victim of a fish cat. You see, she thought she was meeting someone else at first, and she met me. I had posted pictures of my penis only, and she fell in love. So there it is.
You said
I met you that
was,
way.
You said that she was mentally incapable or something on one of your shows. Why is that?
That is because I fucked her brains out, my son.
I can speak. Yeah, I'm good.
Is the sex good? Do you have any sex tips for me? I'm trying to spice up my bedroom life, Ken.
Yes, my son. What you have to do first is when you have a big penis like me, you must show it off and let her see and let her know what she will be getting or what she will be missing. And you tell her this line. You cannot be the first, but you can definitely be the next. So get in line, bitches, because Kent is here.
Amen.
Amen.
Kent, I'm curious. A lot of women say size doesn't matter, but does size actually matter?
Well, I don't think it matters because I have a big penis and I get lots of poon and vagina and anus rectum. And my dear and good blessed friend Kenny has a 2-inch penis and he even gets the ladies every now and then and has butt sex with anus rectum Tony F.
Right, is there a way? Kenny, can I ask you a question?
Hey, Jay, what do you ask?
I asked if you satisfied Tony F. with your 2-inch penis.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I told you, my son.
Ken, is having anal different than having vaginal sex? What are the ins and outs of both of them?
Talk to Pastor Ken about that. Yeah, Pastor Ken, he knows more about that. Yeah.
Well, I could tell you from what Kenny has told me, when you do the ATM, it tastes different, right, Kenny?
Oh boy.
Ken, can you say that again?
Kenny, when you do the ATM, it tastes different. Kenny knows from experience, eh, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
So, Kenny, why don't you tell my flock about Tuma?
You know what? Anyway, I'm going to say goodbye, everybody. God bless you.
Tuma.
Good night.
T-U-M-A.
Good night,
tongue
guys.
Up my ass, Kenny.
To be continued.
Tongue up.